keep an eager guard over your behavior, for thence happiness will come. Fulfill your duties calmly and respectfully. Thus shall you win glory and honor.
The painting that illustrates this poem also has a high moral purpose. And interestingly, although the lessons are ostensibly for women, they can also speak to men. When the emperor refuses to be seduced by his vain wife, he sets an example of male judgment and strength. Dr. Shane McCausland, a leading expert in early Chinese painting, has studied the admonition scroll in detail.
I think it's about positive criticism. It's trying to not tell people what not to do, but to tell them how to do something better. And each of the scenes describes ways in which ladies of the court could improve their conduct, their behavior, their character. Admonition is really about learning, improving yourself. But in order to do that, if your audience is very jaded, I think you need to inject quite a lot of wit and humor into it. And I think that's exactly what this artist has done. It bears very closely on kingship, on the tradition of statecraft, of principled government. It's a really incredibly insightful portrayal of the human interactions which go to governing.
Unfortunately, Empress Jia was impervious to the poem's moral message, and she carried on with her scandalous sexual exploits and her murderous activities. Some of her ruthlessness may have been warranted, since there were rebels stirring up civil war, and ultimately, in 300 AD, there was a successful coup. She was captured and forced to commit suicide.